not a place to be wandering around without a map. Not in the dead of winter with the solstice coming on. The North is a great mystery. Better hope that map is complete in every detail. Check the legend. Is there anything there about the vanishing point?
What's today? Wednesday, Thursday, or what?
What's the difference?
Grounded. 4, 5 days now?
No hurry. The job's over.
The silence of the North. Jesus in heaven, somebody close the goddamn door! Skidoos racing across the tundra. Igloos under the northern lights. The last great wilderness.
Nanook of the North. Oh, God. Knew a guy went hunting with this Inuk. Nice day. So they left the Komatik behind with the food, snow knife, everything. When the blizzard hit, they just dug a hole. 5 days under a sleeping bag with a box of chocolate chip cookies.
I like you all right, Harry, but 5 days with you under a sleeping bag?
5 days. You discover things. Things about the North. And yourself.
Do they get used to this?
What?
The Inuit. Do they get used to it?
Who knows? It's a five-letter word for a tropical bird.
Well, which is it?
That's what I'm asking you.
Wednesday, Thursday, half past November. How long is this going to go on anyway?
Some kind of parrot, I guess. A couple of days, maybe. Could be on weather hold for weeks.
Jesus, you've got to be kidding. When's the next boat?
Yeah, it's just about freezing. I wouldn't count on a boat. Tropical bird.
If it lets up, maybe you could fly me.
EOT says visual only, and I'm too old to play Billy Bishop. Anyway, I thought you wanted adventure.
You've been around here 10 years. You must know something about them.
I respect them. And they respect me. I didn't think the harbor was still open.
A boat?
Could be shrimpers.
Could be a way south, couldn't it?
Nah. It's probably Scandinavians. Poor bastards. Out there for weeks. And they'll be off again when it clears.
The Viking horde. The wild berserkers and their dragon ships.
Yes, it must be nice to have fantasies like that.
Harry, where's your romantic spirit?
Macaw. 5 letters. Macaw.
Not
much of a horde, is this?
You have some place to stay. Something to eat?
They don't look Nordic.
It's like Inuit, but the language. I don't know.
Whiskey!
Hey, why is everybody leaving?
Something about the woman.
She's beautiful. We should ask them over.
No, I don't think. Just forget it.
Excuse me. Would you like to join us?
Don't interfere, Michael.
What do you mean, interfere?
Nothing.
Look, hell, they're strangers like we are.
Now call me.
Do you speak English? Can I buy you a drink?
Yes, I do. Belloc is not as good, but he is always thirsty, I think. That will make him happy.
Whiskey.
Hey, yeah, hey, could you bring over a couple more? Where are you from?
Everywhere? Nowhere? You know what it is when you are at sea?
Is it your ship?
No. The old man, Belloc, it is his ship. Are you sailors?
No, an electrical engineer. I fix microwave installations.
Electrical? Ah, like the lights, yes?
Yeah, sort of.
You are first electrical engine man I meet. Are others pretty like you?
I've never been called that before. What's your name?
Mike, forget it.
What's wrong?
You really want my name?
Yeah, of course.
Name is very important, a small gift. Do I give my gift first?
We don't want to pry.
It is unimportant. Ah, but he must give his name first.
Sure. I'm Michael.
A strong name. Jashik Bella, Kenya, Kenya, Tilaya Nadina. And I am called Ivalu.
Listen to this, Harry. The guidebook edition C calls it a luxury hotel. Splendid view, elegant dining room. Oh, interesting and varied menus. Can you believe it?
Well, the meals sure are interesting.
What did they call that stuff last night?
Newfoundland steak.
What's the time?
8:09 in the morning. What are you doing?
Admiring the splendid view. Black. Black is the inside of a walrus. How do the Inuit put up with this?
They're very tolerant.
Too damn tolerant, if you ask me. Like putting up with us. I'd have kicked us out of here years ago.
Yeah. I'm just a pilot, not a politician. I never thought about it much.
But Eva Lou, she's not like the rest. There's pride like a queen.
Look, Mike...
Before I go round the bend, I'm going to go get whatever they call breakfast today. Hey, I say there, old buddy. You gonna come down and meet me at the Café au Terrasse?
Yeah, I think I'll stick to my own fantasies.
What the hell?
Who's your head? Shh!
Damn drunk! Get out of my way, Bella!
Michael! Mr. Michael! Wait! Eva Lou!
What about Eva Lou?
Go away!
What do you mean, she's gone away?
Yeah, no! You go away, Eva Lou. Please.
Go sleep it off, okay?
Wait! Not Eva Lou.
Look, keep your hands to yourself, okay?
Ah! Jeez, please! Michael!
Aren't you having anything to eat?
I do not eat much. But I like to watch you.
Now I know how you people feel about being studied. Aren't you going to ask me about my native customs?
Yes. We would find you strange.
I'm sorry I don't have enough time to get to know you better.
When is time enough?
When the weather breaks. This is enough for me.
Yes, I know. Mikal is someone who must move. Looking? For what? What will you find?
How long have you known all this? About me?
Long, short. How long is long? Do you even know when it is right now?
About 11 o'clock, I guess.
You're wrong, then. It's 4 in the afternoon, hmm?
That can't be right. Harry just told me
then
that it's...
Then Harry is wrong. I know, you see. Did my question offend you?
No, I don't mind. What will I find? I guess I never gave it much thought. No, that's not true, because I think about it every moment. You wouldn't be interested.
About time?
The time is wrong. The time I live in. I'm like a man going to a party just when everybody's leaving. Bottles on the floor, butts in the ashtray, all the junk history left behind, and nobody cares anymore. It makes me feel alone.
There is an undiscovered country.
There is none.
There is an undiscovered country.
Our poets used to say that a woman is an undiscovered country.
Nakomi.
Six-letter word for an opening in chess.
Gambit.
Yeah, that's right.
Just out of interest, what is the right time?
Noon is my guess.
The hell it is. It's about 5.
Well, look at your own watch, then.
The battery's dead or something. What's she doing on that ship, Harry?
Maybe she's the old guy's daughter. A fisherman, I guess.
Ah, sour old bugger. He tried to threaten me.
No, not threaten.
How do you know?
I just... He doesn't look very tough, does he?
Told me to keep away from her.
Well, maybe it wasn't a threat. Maybe you should listen to him.
You seem to know a lot about them.
Just intuition. You learn these things here.
Yeah, well, I'm not learning much cooped up in this damn hotel.
You learn patience, survival.
Oh, come off it. Hairy cockroaches survive. I want to do things.
Yeah, and be in control.
In control. Look at those guys out there. They don't give a damn about the weather.
It's a ceremony. Something to do with the solstice coming.
I thought the missionaries put a stop to all that.
Yeah, that's what the guidebook says.
I want to be like them out there. Challenging the gods.
You got it wrong, then. It's more like humility.
Now, it's funny. We've come in here and conquered it all and taken over, driven in stakes. But here we are, cowering in this hotel. You know something about her, Harry. Why won't you tell me?
I was like you once. Always in control. The 10-letter word for lucky.
You watch me so intently.
Is that wrong?
No. I'm just not used to it. So close to everything that's strange, different.
This is what you want.
Yes. Yes, it is. May I look at you, Ivalu? I'm afraid, but I want to look into your eyes.
Look.
Deep night. No stars. I see somewhere else.
You're trembling.
No. No, let me. I see a light? No. The pale shadow of a light.
Don't be afraid, Michael. It's not so far away.
Help me, Ivalu. Harry, you asleep?
No.
I see her face, Harry.
Don't, Michael.
In a museum once I saw it, like an ancient stone god from China. Silent.
Silent. Yes, and she has nothing to give you.
What the hell do you know about it? Harry the philosopher, the cynic, the man of ice and snow.
Now, listen to the radio or something. I want to get some sleep. I'm not what you think, kid. For 10 years now, I tried to understand, and it's no use. I was alive once, you know, when I first came here. Went out hunting with this Inuk guy. I've told his story a dozen different ways, and God only knows what the truth is now. We left the Komatik behind with the food, and there was a blizzard.
He's dead, isn't he?
5 days under the snow. Maybe 7, 8. The Inuk taught me how to pray. The right prayers, and I guess it worked for me. I'm not going south again. Because she won't let me.
I don't get it.
Don't be a fool, Michael. You don't owe her anything, and she can't give you anything.
You aren't jealous, are you?
You're a bright, decent guy, Michael. A couple of days from now, you can go back to your books and your dreams, but leave Ivalu.
Vashni!
Vashni. My girl, you run the Kanyalukti?
In Shinyale via in Dashets.
Vashni, Valu. Till I get Obreshko so rituliert.
Truth it, Balak. His eager's chillaki, go vajit.
Toreshti, Valu.
Jaz it. Panakuzet's casa in Ilyas Joratsky. Michael.
Ivalu.
Oh, go away. Can't you see I'm talking?
I'm sorry. I just thought that you would be able to...
Belak is right. You should not be here. Not be here, not be here, not talking to me. Go away, Mike.
Belak? What's he got to do with it? Why do you take orders from a stupid old man?
Take orders? Do you know who you are talking to? Come back, Michael!
Go to hell! Moving one foot in front of the other.
This is no place to go.
Every place. Thousands of miles.
You've come too far.
Afraid of the wind? You're an Inuk.
Damn fool. There's nothing here.
Go back. This is between me and the bloody goddamn universe.
Michael, love me here. In the snow. It's all the same in the end. Oh, Michael, I am cold. I am colder than you think. Hug me close.
Ivalu. This is crazy. We've got to get somewhere warm.
No, Michael.
My God, how far have we come?
We've left the village.
Damn it, I can't see anything.
Stay, Michael.
Come on.
Let go of me.
We have to keep moving.
Too late.
Over there. A shadow.
You're a fool.
A building.
It's a church.
Come on.
No.
We've got to get inside.
You want here?
We just came inside to get warm. We got lost or something.
She goes. This is not her place.
I told you. We just came inside to get warm.
Go someplace else. She's not welcome here.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
He's right, Michael.
Hey, we haven't done anything to hurt him.
Go. Get out.
No, but please, listen.
You do not want to be here.
No, but I've come to say, to ask something.
Of me?
I have to know who, what you are.
You still have doubts?
Yes.
What do you think, then?
I've heard a tale about one who disobeyed her father and married a man from a distant village where the people had wings.
I also know that story.
Her husband lied. Told her she too would fly, but she couldn't. She became very unhappy.
She was wrong to be so. She loved to see them glittering in the sun, even where she could not follow.
Her father came to take her home. She followed him.
She was too young.
The winged people made a storm. The old man's kayak filled with water. He threw his daughter into the sea. She fell into the darkness and became mistress of the sea. It was near this time, the time of the winter solstice.
Yes, that is the story.
They say she longed for revenge.
Once, yes.
They say she longed for revenge.
Can you understand? that even hate grows cold with time.
Why then? Why does it have to be this way?
Perhaps she wants life, if only for a little while. Perhaps she is driven by greater forces. It's a small price to pay.
A man's life?
A small price. The white god takes men, and what does he give white men in return? I leave people in peace. Proud man, you are wasting my time. My father's waiting for me at the ship.
I said I came to ask something.
Yes.
Why the boy?
I have already given you one gift.
Why the boy?
It is not your affair. Are you his father, his brother, his uncle?
No, I'm... Does he have to be the one to go there?
You white men are free and lonely. Each has his own path to follow. So be it then. He is lost and lonely. He searches. And this can be the only adventure.
But he doesn't even understand. And you don't want it to be him, do you?
But he did choose. And even I have no choice. But who are you to accuse me? Remember who I am.
Please forgive me.
They are all so frail.
What is it like, this adventure?
It is dark sun and silver dolphins. A sky that shimmers and groves of deep green, all dancing to a music that echoes everywhere.
Is it cold?
It is peaceful.
Ivalu!
Are you ready, Michael?
You stupid idiot.
Nice try, Harry, but it's my choice, thank you.
Choice? You never had any choice. There isn't one of us in this room who ever had any choice.
What the hell are you talking about? We have to be going.
I'll take his place.
Now, just a damn minute, Harry.
You don't want to do it, Harry.
I'm doing it for you, Michael. Can't you get that through your stupid head?
You can't lie to me, Harry.
Ivalu, we've got to leave.
Yes, I'm lying.
You aren't coming with us, Harry.
Only one of us can leave. And I owe her. I tried to forget. To forget it ever happened. But my life is hers, Michael.
Oh, you're crazy, bushed.
5 days. And I've walked back alone.
You mean it, don't you?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yes. I'm lying.
You want to take her away from me?
No. No, I already belong to her, Michael. I owe her.
Is that what you want, then?
Yes.
But Ivalu...
I'm sorry, Michael. It's really better like this. I really do love you.
You'll forget what happened here. I promise. You'll be out of here soon, and it won't hurt anymore.
For Christ's sake, Ivalu, you don't even know the guy, and you said that
Michael,
we were...
I'm sorry, but it's really better this way. Michael, I love you.
It's not enough to know your whereabouts in space. Check the legend. The legend lends a map that other dimension, a sense of place, of time, of destiny. You wouldn't want to wander around the frozen north without a destiny, would you? The legend. Don't leave home without it.
Evaloo, by Stephen Fraygood. Featured in the cast were Benny Doherty as Harry, Tom Regan as Michael, and Anne Cameron as Evaloo, with John Fulton as Balak, and Marshall Button as the Inuk minister. Technical operations were by Keith DeLong, with sound effects by Dermot Kenny, and the production assistant was Rosemary Gilbert. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series' musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Evaloo was produced and directed at CBC Halifax by Sudsy Clark. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. A number of the best of the Vanishing Point series are now available on audio cassette from CBC Enterprises. Look for Vanishing Point Cassette at your local cassette dealer. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. You can send your comments to Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present a new play by Paul Millikan, Free to a Good Home. This CBC Toronto production features Nancy Beattie and Booth Savage. Don't miss Free to a Good Home next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.